Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, August 9th and the week ahead. Well, folks, we are under the influence of a full moon in Capricorn that peaked last night. What was your Friday night like? It's one of the most powerful full moons of the year with tides and emotions running high. The Cancer Capricorn axis is about security, stability, and our physical and emotional foundations. For some, it could be a time where we get rattled, maybe even unhinged. This full moon illuminates the area of your life ruled by Capricorn, a sign attached to our sense of material security. The sun illuminating the moon across the zodiac in Cancer speaks to our need for emotional security and where it comes from. Well, full moons pass, and with it, its heightened emotions. Things will be back to baseline somewhat. However, the beginning of the week could be bumpy. The moon is waning. That means it's losing its light and coming up to a dark moon in 2 weeks. Typically, it can feel low energy. It also runs through a bunch of traditional malefic planets until Wednesday. So cry if you have to and dance when you can. Music is a good balm for a downturn in a dull mood. Now, meanwhile, fiery Mars is in the mutable Earth sign of Virgo. That planetary position emphasizes strategy, calculated action, and the energy to get things done. But Mars is really stressed because the planet of war and aggression is aspecting 5 planets, plus its ruling planet, Mercury, is retrograde and is a sign that doesn't really work well for it. So all that means that Mars is spreading its energy around beyond the norm and not in a very, focused way. That could make for some dramatic events this week. One thing about Mars is there's no hiding a Mars eruption or event. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Mercury, the planet ruling Mars, while it's in Virgo, is retrograde in Cancer, a cardinal water sign. Poor Mercury can't think straight here. It's even given to emotional or emotional tantrums. This position can produce emotional outbursts par excellence. Now, the usual alerts for a Mercury retrograde are well known, right? So read the fine print, rethink big decisions or put them off, count the change, and back up your computer files. Things that connect often misconnect. Now, on the positive side, a Mercury retrograde is a good time to use that energy to break old habits, bad habits that you've been trying to get rid of. Now, it's also a good time to slow down and reconsider those things which need to be reconsidered. It's the zodiac's way of giving pause to refresh our thinking. Now, we still have that Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Pisces. Oh, what a wild ride this has been. Neptune dissolves the standards that Saturn upholds. You can see the dissolution going on in institutions across the country. These institutions, once thought to be permanent, well, not so much. Out of the dissolution, something will emerge, but just what will be revealed after the earthquake-like transformations are complete. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember, it's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.